This I believe. Strong characters are inevitably controversial ones. Sister Elizabeth Kenny, an indomitable Australian woman, has developed, as you know, the so-called hot pack treatment to relieve the suffering and damage to muscles paralyzed by polio. Many medical authorities oppose her system. But with the help of a number of Americans, particularly in the Twin Cities, her Sister Kenny Institute in Minneapolis has grown and flourished. In the fall of 1951, she came to the United States to dedicate a huge new wing of the Institute building. When Sister Kenny first came to America, she was a vigorous woman. But this time, she was dying. Her body was ravaged by the apparently incurable Parkinson's disease. She said this would be her last visit, but before sailing back to Australia, she consented to make a statement of her beliefs for this program. But she was pressed for time, and she had neither notes nor script. The engineers of station WCCO were obliged to record her voice in her hotel room, which accounts for the noise of traffic and other disturbances you may hear. But they do not drown out the message of Sister Kenny.
I have been asked to express what I believe. Well, I believe, according to Scripture, that whom he did predestinate, him he also called. That everyone is born into this world for a certain procedure or destiny. And they are given a certain powers as time goes along to fulfill that destiny. Some do, against all odds, walk the pathway that is destined for them, casting aside all obstacles, overcoming all difficulties, and eventually reaching their goal. This cannot be done of oneself alone. It is also written, I can of my own self do nothing. This is true in my own experience. I've had that faith since the age of 12 years, and it is well known amongst my companions and those who work with me that I have at many times desired a certain thing. A great obstacle has been put in my way when I am trying to present to the world the truth concerning the work which I have been destined to give to this world. And by some unforeseen agent, the very evidence I so desire has come before me just at the crucial moment when it is most important that it should. And this has been my faith in my life. And the fact that I have withstood all temptations, all invitations to step aside and go other pathways, but proceed along my own destined path until at last victory has been crowned, has been achieved, and my endeavors crowned with success. I think this simple statement may reach the hearts of many of those who, unfortunately, are pulling against the stream, and encourage them to go on in the great faith that they are destined to some particular objective, and they must not fall by the wayside.
That was Sister Elizabeth Kenny, who dedicated her life to the fight against polio and lost her own health in the bargain. She was ill when that statement was recorded in Minneapolis. When she stopped suddenly, the engineers urged her to go on and talk more about her own life. But she said she had spoken all she had to say. One of them remarked then that though her body might have been weakened, her spirit was alive and strong.